Arkansans qualifying for medical marijuana may be just a bit closer to using it after the Arkansas Supreme Court formally lifted an injunction that had stalled the process. A Pulaski County court had halted the awarding of cultivation licenses. The lower court had ruled that the Medical Marijuana Commission's process of scoring applications was null and void. The state Supreme Court had overruled that decision last month and then formally lifted the injunction yesterday. Five startups have been awarded the licenses. However, companies not part of the original five licensees have, at times, indicated they might seek other legal means to challenge that process. Governor Asa Hutchinson is sounding the alarm, saying trade skirmishes cannot be allowed to turn into full-blown trade wars. Speaking to the Rotary Club of Little Rock yesterday, the governor says tariff maneuvering, led by the White House, is threatening the state's economy. But he says he's optimistic tensions won't manifest into worst-case scenarios. Governor Hutchinson says he believes President Trump has good intentions to address trade imbalances, but he wants to de-escalate tariff talks.
On trade, it's not my position, and I'm very frank with him about that. I've got to fight for Arkansas on that issue and continue to do so. But I'm still optimistic that we're going to land okay on it. We just got to work with them.
The governor notes the state's number one commodity, soybeans, could face a 25% tariff, which some analysts predict could drop Arkansas exports by one-third. The governor says relationships between the state and foreign nations could help soften the blow of the trade bluster that's coming out of the national level. Sales tax collections in Fort Smith this year are almost now on par with collections from 2017. Talk Business and Politics reports the city's sales tax revenues for May totaled more than $3.4 million. And for the year, collections are about $150,000 within the total collected through the same period last year. The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery is reporting a record-breaking year. The lottery's fiscal year ended June 30th, and sales almost reached $500 million. Revenues were just over $500 million. The director of the lottery, Bishop Woolsey, says the best part of the records is being able to provide more scholarship money for Arkansas students. Instant lottery tickets accounted for more than $407 million in sales for the just-completed fiscal year. The Arkansas Razorback volleyball schedule is final. The University of Arkansas Athletic Department released the list of matches yesterday afternoon, and the season begins with an exhibition match against Oklahoma on the road August 18th. The first home match of the official season is Friday, August 24th, against Kansas in Barnhill Arena. In all, there will be 13 home matches in the fall. And to our west, an honor for singer and songwriter John Mellencamp. The Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa announced this morning that Mellencamp is the fifth recipient of the Woody Guthrie Prize. The honor will be awarded August 30th at the center, the day before a special exhibit titled Mellencamp opens. Previous winners of the award include Norman Lear, Kris Kristofferson, Mavis Staples, and Pete Seeger.